Well, good morning, Tucson, and welcome to Jump In Tucson, where you get to hear every single weekday a brand new host to talk to the community leaders of our wonderful town, Tucson, Arizona. Today, boy, do we have some special guests from Colossal Cave Mountain Park. As you know, it's a cave that's been around, I think, for millions of years, and we're going to hear a lot of details about that in the next hour. But I want to just say good morning to Tony Gonzalez.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. And Tony and I, you know, have gotten to know each other. He's kind of like a new kid on the block, but not really the new kid on the block because he's been there for a while. And then I got a chance to meet, again, Dalton Carper, as I'm pronouncing your name correctly.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
And, you know, if you go out to the cave and you go inside the cave and a tour is most likely that you're going to see Dalton or one of his fellow tour guides, in a sense, and you're going to learn more about the cave, what the cave is made out of, how was this cave made, and then you're going to hear about all kinds of things that maybe the general public doesn't know about Colossal Cave. So today, we're just really going to learn a little bit about who's behind the scenes. Tony, I just wanted to kind of get to know you a little bit better and let our listening audience know how Colossal Cave is in really good hands.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, you know what? It's been a great run for me. I've had since I started. We took over when there was a little bit of. There's some issues going on at Colossal Cave, but with the new operators, I went to work for them, and we've turned a lot of things around. I believe our cave tours are the best they've been since. I'm going to say since they started. I'm a little biased.
When was that?
Oh, now, actually, what was 18? When was the first tours? They let people go in.
Yeah, the first commercial tours at Colossal Cave were 1879.
Okay, that's wonderful. And pull your microphone just a little bit closer to you so we can hear every word that you're saying. Yeah, and there's been a movie about, you know, some of the legends that have taken place. But we'll get into the legends a little bit later in the show. And then, of course, I must say that being the former Pima County Attractions and Tourism Director, I got a chance to know one set of operators, Joe and Marty Meilhauser, wonderful couple that were actually lived in a beautiful home on in the cave area, not in the cave, but in the cave area. And they were there, I think, if I recall correctly, sometime in the 50s. So they had been operating the cave on behalf of, I think it was State Parks at one time.
It was, yes.
And then it became some kind of a swap, and Pima County took over. But they always had Joe and Marty were kind of like the stewards of the cave. And lots of changes and things that took place and, you know, it used to be free, and then they created like a national park kind of system and what have you. And that's changed a little bit, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. We've one of the things that, you know, they did a great job being stewards of the park.
Yes.
You know, Marty still lives in the house. She's still here, so that's great. I tried to check in on her every couple weeks, make sure she's doing okay. But, yeah, you know, the park is amazing. There's nothing like it, and I don't think there's anything like it anywhere. With the history, the rich history that we have, the natural surroundings, the canyons, the, you know, Cienega Creek that runs through there, the camping, biking. I mean, everything that we can do out there, it's amazing. And, you know, we're just trying to carry on and make things, especially the way Vail is growing. Oh, wow, it's just exploding. We want to be that gem out there for them. So that's one of the things that, you know, I'm working with in partnership with the county of, you know, bringing that back up to the level and more offerings for people out there.
I'd have to say, and thank you for that positive message that we want to send to Marty, because her and her husband did a wonderful job. And as a matter of fact, if you go to YouTube and put in Colossal Cave television special, you get to meet the Meilhausers, Marty and Meilhauser, and you'll get a little bit of a really rich history of when they started taking over running the park. Now, but before that, there was this wonderful group that came in before World War II. And they, I guess in a sense, made it more of a show cave or accessible to everyone, as long as you can climb how many steps?
363.
Okay, so listen, like any cave, you're actually descending into the cave. And then when you leave the cave, you have to climb back up the stairs. So it's not for everybody. But, you know, maybe 5 years ago, I could run up and down the steps a little bit more than I can run up and down now. But it was just amazing, especially you can even find on the grounds where they used to lower the supplies and then, you know, take up any debris or whatever. But tell us a little bit about, to the best of your memory, the Civilian Corps conservation folks that were out there, and what did they actually do to the cave?
Yeah, they, like you said, they made it accessible to the average public. It makes it so that you don't have to climb around and squeeze through tunnels. It's more so a nice walk through the cave to see the best formations. They were there for about 3.5 years, so it took a lot of work, a lot of manual labor, but because of them, we can have people from 5 years old to 95 years old coming through the cave on an average day.
And they certainly were a big part of making the cave accessible to the general public. And it was done pre to World War II, and it was kind of like the first kind of quasi-military young folks. And they did a lot of projects throughout the United States, from caves to graveyards to national parks. And their whole mission, I believe, was to introduce our natural resources, but make them more accessible to the general public. Now, there is another cave not too far away from there that went kind of a little bit to the other extreme about making their cave accessible, and it's completely ADA. This particular cave, you have to be somewhat hardy in order to enjoy the cave.
Yeah, and as a caver, as a spelunker, who likes to go into every cave I can find,
yes, he does.
Every cave does have something different to offer, where another cave might have these 120-foot rooms with magnificent formations everywhere. They might lack in the human history. They might lack in the stories that somewhere like Colossal Cave, I think, has. It makes it very special, in my opinion.
Well, you know, having two caves here in our community just helps us become more of a destination for those folks that like to explore caves. And so the difference, of course, is that you hear the terminology of a wet cave and a dry cave. And the experiences are completely different, aren't they?
Very different. Yeah. With wet caves, I will say I've been in some before where you come out and your clothes are completely mudded up. I mean, you just ruin your favorite caving clothes. But you're totally right. The difference being water in the cave actively dripping off of those speleothems, which is pretty amazing. But the dry cave, it only makes up about 10 to 15% of caves on Earth. So it's actually quite unique to be a dry cave.
And we're going to talk about the experiences which are different between a wet cave and a dry cave. And you don't have to wear gloves when you go through your tour of Colossal Cave. But there are certain things you shouldn't be touching.
Correct. Yeah, we do offer a couple different types of tours, which we'll get into. On those other tours where you're doing some climbing, you would want gloves. But on the classic tour, you're totally correct. We got railings for you, which is pretty nice.
That's great. And again, having a full, beautiful show cave that's 100% ADA is something when you come to Tucson, you want to do both. That's for sure. Well, we're here with Tony from the Freedom announced that you were the general manager of Colossal Cave Mountain Parks. I'm looking across the El Jefe here. And so thank you for being here, both of you. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Jump in Tucson. Well, we're back. This is Jump in Tucson, and my name is Tom Moulton, and I'm the executive director of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and Colossal Cave Mountain Park has been a member since, I guess it was 1999, Tony, where we were entrusted to help promote Colossal Cave, and boy, it's been a labor of love for me. Started out with the county in 2001 and got a chance to really be engaged in all the attractions here in southern Arizona, and it's really a wonderful destination to visit our area, just because I think, besides the weather, is all of the wonderful attractions we have, and especially Klausel Cay, which is what we call in our category a natural or a nature attraction, because it's something that only God would know who developed it, okay, because he's probably a big part of that. But you know, let's talk a little bit about, Tony, the cave is made of limestone predominantly, or what are the the minerals that are in there?
Predominantly, yes.
Okay. And there was a way it was formed, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Let's talk about really what's happened with the we talked about Marty and Joe and Meyerhauser and how wonderful they were as cave stewards back in the 50s. But we have a whole new team out there that Pima County is entrusted to be the stewards of the cave. Could you share a little bit about that, Tony?
Yeah, the great thing is our company is the name of our sister company, the corporate, is Explore Us. They're based out of Kansas City. One of the biggest things we do, we're the only county park that the company runs. Other than that, they're all national parks and state parks. So we do some of the really big ones out there, Carlsbad Caverns, Mammoth Cave. So we do have experience running caves. So that's a great thing. Our company's, especially our owner's name is Peter Nolan. He is very devoted to what we do and the philosophies that we have with our stewardships with the park, the history with the park. He's very supportive, and it's great working for a company that does that. Working at Klausel Cave, obviously, there's a lot of history. There's a lot of historic homes. My office used to be an apartment, you know, 100 years ago, so it's great. So it's really unbelievable. Every day you go out there, you see something new, whether you're, you know, looking from the terrace up there, or you're down in the park in the canyons, down at the butterfly garden, the stables. There's just so much to do there. A lot of people just think it's a cave. Well, no, it's a lot more. And that's what we're trying to get that word out, to let people know, yes, we have riding stables and hiking and camping and picnicking and soon to have meetings and weddings. So
yeah, 2,400 acres.
2,400
acres. That's how big this park is. And we did mention it's in Vail, but it's the way to get there is you're on Old Spanish Trail. You just go until it dead ends.
Correct.
And you dead end right into Klausel Cave and the road, Klausel Cave Road. And it's used to be a loop many years ago, was traffic. Now you dead end right into the cave, so you can't miss it. You have to go up a kind of a steep driveway, which is very safe. It's been repaved, and we really appreciate that in the county taking care of that. And then you arrive. Well, you arrive at the cave, but if you keep going to the right, you'll find yourself back in that really where all the nature activities take place. But let's talk a little bit from the what, because this is a very unique show cave. When we say show cave, we're not saying that they're creating this wonderful entertainment where you're going to see can-can girls. That's old Tucson. Okay.
Yes.
What this is because it's a drive cave, I think it's probably got a few more adventures, that take place there. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. We do offer several different types of tours. One of them being Arizona's only wild cave tour. That tour, you really do get an experience of being in the thick of things. I mean, you're pushing yourself through small tunnels, you're climbing rocks, you're doing everything a normal caver would do on an average day. It's about 3 hours on that experience, which is pretty amazing. Along with that, a step down, if that sounds a little bit too harrowing, we do have a ladder tour as well. You climb, we mentioned those CCC guys earlier, you climb some of those ladders that they built. You get helmets and gloves and lights, and you're kind of getting behind the scenes of the cave a little bit. We have a lantern tour, which is maybe another step down from that, getting towards the classic tour again. You go through the cave just like early explorers would have done. You just have a lantern with you. The lighting system is off in the morning, so you're walking through with the light of your lantern. And we might be in the works for another tour as well.
Working on it.
we're talking about another potential tour.
Now we can talk a little bit more about that in the last segment, but It seems like the cave is miles and miles of things you can explore.
Very much so. Sometimes with a team and with safety precautions, we go and we're, you know, what can we find today? There's always something that you can find inside the cave. It is 39.4 miles long.
Wow.
And counting. We have added to that map recently, so it might be closer to 39.5 now.
Can we find that map on your website?
Yes, sir. We do have we do have the map. We can. I think it's on the website.
No, we since Dalton redid it, it's not on the website right now.
Yeah.
Okay, but soon to be on the website.
Soon to be on the website.
And what is that website?
Colossalcave.com.
Very. How simple is that? So, again, how many tours then did you just mention that there are going on right now?
Yeah, we have four.
Okay.
And it's not going to be every single day that we offer those. The lantern tour is going to be once a month. And then the ladder tours we do offer
every day.
Every single day, sometimes multiple times a day. The wild cave tours, since they're a bit more, physically assertive, you could say, those are going to be two times a month.
Now, we're in the process of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and we have a brand new program, and we just simply call it Visit Widget, but it's basically a travel guide to all the things there are to do. And we're in the process of, we created a brand new section called Tours, and we all discovered many, many years ago that creating a virtual tour is no substitute for going on the real tour, but it gives you an idea. Now, we did one when I was at the county. I believe it was the Wild Cave Tour. And there's some similarities, as you mentioned, between the ladder tour and the Wild Cave Tour, because you still are wearing the helmets and protective gear and gloves and stuff. But we did send a camera down with the Pima County group, and I'm sure you've seen this video, and it's something that we really haven't organized yet completely into kind of a 3-minute virtual tour. But we want to make sure that people understand that what we're trying to do on your behalf is to give a little bit of a teaser of these tours. So coming soon to our website, and we'll have Joey contact you, and he'd like to take the video a little bit beyond what Pima County did with the Wild Cave Tours. Now with the equipment being a lot smaller, and you can use the GoPro, it would really create a lot of interesting ways for you to kind of see a little bit about the tour that we're talking about today. But all these tours are on your colossalcave.com.
Correct. Yep.
And that you can make reservations on those special cave tours. And again, these are just totally unique to Colossal Cave. And that's what really makes this cave very special. Because as you mentioned, your company, Go Explore Us.
Go Explore Us.
Has also other caves.
Correct.
But this cave is different than those other caves.
Completely different. The other two are national parks. And the National Park Service runs that. Our company does all the concessions and lodging and things like that. But they don't actually operate the cave or take care of the park.
Okay.
So one of the things that sets us apart with my staff, my maintenance staff, my cave staff, we're the only ones that offer tours, like cave tours. Actually, we manage the cave and all of that.
Well, we'll be back with the folks here from Colossal Cave in just a few minutes, and we're going to really get into the cave a little bit more. Be right back. Jump in Tucson. Well, welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Tom Moulton, and we are here with two very, very special guests, Tony Gonzalez, the general manager of Colossal Cave, and Dalton Carper, who really, if you get a chance to go inside the cave, you're actually going to meet some very educated and very enthusiastic cave tour guides that are going to tell you about how the cave was formed, and maybe even not as much of the search for the missing money from an important robbery that may or may not have taken place.
It's done. I already found it, so it's okay.
Well, we got to figure out ways for capital improvements at Colossal Cave, so we appreciate them leaving the money there on behalf of for Tony, the general manager, to find it. Now, we had talked briefly that it's more than just Colossal Cave, right, Tony?
Correct.
There's 2,400 acres. And one of the unique opportunities that I had when I worked at Old Tucson and Pima County was to get to know the folks that were operating the cave. And sometimes we went into a few little areas, but there was a couple of areas that were very sensitive to the wildlife that occasionally are living inside the cave. Tony, can you tell me a little bit about some of those animals? They're not, I mean, they're there, but they don't, they leave you alone, don't they?
Yeah, it's just like all the other animals. One of the amazing things there is the wildlife that we have. If you're a birder, you'll love it. Okay, I'm going to say it, the coatis. The coatis are there. People, I want to see the coatis. You know, it looks like a raccoon with a long nose and a long tail. They're amazing. Every time people see them, they scream and yell and freak out. So they're pretty cool. But we have just like a lot of other places. You know, we have the bobcats and we have squirrels and the whole works. Snakes, Gila monsters, tortoises, the whole works. And it's throughout the whole park. That's what's amazing. So up in, you know, you'll go, we're in the mountains. So you'll go up there by the cave and you got a totally different landscape. You can go down in the park. There's 100-foot cottonwoods running through Sienega Creek. It's amazing. I mean, it's just that little difference in elevation. You got canyons and creeks and it's just so much fun to be in.
And this is all open to the public.
It's all open to the public. Doesn't cost you a dime to go into the park and enjoy the park.
And you can also camp if you like.
You can camp. You have to check in. We do have RV. We're all dry camping.
Yes.
So we have no hookups. But you know what? Most people are self-contained and we have a great time. We do have restrooms available and some water, things like that. So it's the camping's fun. We have people come in just for like Easter's a big day for us. People come out and use the park for their family get-togethers. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to go to an RV park where you got full hookup and you can hook up your bathrooms to the sewage system and whatever. But as you mentioned, a lot of the RV really trucks, because they're more trucks than they are cars, are self-contained. So you can pull. So we mentioned as you go into Colossal Cave from Colossal Cave Road, you, instead of going up to the left to see the cave, you go right, and then you'll end up going left. And then there's this wonderful way to explore the 2,400 acres. You can camp there, make sure you check in. But there's lots of hiking trails. You know what? But there is an important trail that kind of goes right by Colossal Cave.
Goes right through Colossal Cave.
That's right. What's the name of that trail?
The Arizona Trail runs from the Mexican border up to Utah. It's 831 miles, I think it is. We are a stopover for a lot of the hikers. They send us their supplies, and we're a supply station. They come in, recharge, get their food, and it's a safe haven for them on their trek north or south.
So you can go look up Arizona Trail in Google, and they'll show you a map. And then let you know where, I mean, literally, you're on the trail, you look down, if I remember right, and there's Colossal Cave. And it's good to hear that. I didn't realize that you were, providing a stopover for supplies. And obviously, you do have a restaurant. You do have food and beverage and ice cream. Finally.
Prickly pear, yes. Soft serve.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And that was one of my missions when I was over there, Pima County, is can you guys add some food and beverage here? You know, so next thing we know, we have a couple sipping wine overlooking the Colossal Cave Mountain Park and enjoying it. And then one of the other was, can you guys add some ice cream? So that was, you know, one day I featured the new ice cream that they had. So, but yeah, so it's when you pull in and you stop over and you can go up to the mountain. You don't have to go inside the cave. You can have some food and beverage. They do have an adult beverage license.
Yes, we do.
You know, and so you can enjoy some wine.
Hopefully, margaritas.
Yeah, and hopefully a lot of the wines from Arizona. We got a local first Arizona here, but there's some other things that really are going on, and we're going to get involved in a little bit in more detail regarding some of the historical landmarks that are out there. And I have to tell you, I'm looking forward to some of the things that you're doing out there. But when you before we talk about that in the next segment, let's talk a little bit about the wildlife that's out there, because obviously the wildlife leaves you alone, but you can see a lot of the wildlife while you're out there.
Oh yeah, every day. Like I said, if you're a birder, no matter what whatever your preference is, we have people that come in. We have entomologists that come in, and I mean, they're just looking for a specific bug. Even and we've learned a lot from some of the people that come in. We make contact with them. We've talked to them. That helps further my education, Dalton's, everybody, all the other guides, and also all of our guides have taken an interest in. They might find insects, plants, geology. And they're specializing in that. So, and then we have a full library and education center for all of our guides. So they can cross train into all those areas and know more about the park. And these guys are great. They just eat it up. They love it.
Yeah, I remember there was a very extensive library, and you've been continuing to help that grow?
Correct.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you have, one-of-a-kind research projects that you have to go out there and see. And you have full access to all of the research that's been done out there. And the Rincon Mountains are full of wonderful experiences. But one place, 2,400 acres, and no charge for a big part of it. Now, obviously, there is a charge for the cave.
Right. Yes.
But the tour is how long?
The tour is about 55 minutes to an hour.
Okay. So it's quite a great value.
I think it is. Yeah, it's a fantastic value in my opinion.
Now, just tell us, we got a few minutes before we head over to the next segment, but give us a little teaser about what can you expect when you take a tour, just a normal everyday tour of Colossal Cave.
Yeah, I think you can expect an experience for all age groups. That is going to take you into a natural wonder that you cannot see anywhere else, with the potential to see some of that wildlife you were talking about, our coatis, our ringtail cats, our bat species that live in the cave, maybe some of those rare insects that we do have. And you're also going to have really, really well-informed tour guides that are incredibly passionate about what they're telling you. I've had people leave the tours and literally give me hugs before for thanking me for giving them such a fun experience. So I think it's just a really fun hour to spend, and then you can go like you guys said earlier and have some nice little ice cream. I know my mom's listening right now. She's going to make me buy one now. So thank you guys for that. But she loves the ice
She's
cream.
She's been texting you while you've been talking.
Yeah, my phone is blowing up. So. Yeah, but just a fun experience. Just a fun experience.
I mean, literally, you can just go out to the cave and sit on a nice table that overlooks what do we call that area where you're overlooking just Colossal Cave overlook?
I just call it the valley area.
The valley area, the Colossal Cave Valley. And sip on some wine or eat some ice cream, or you can actually shop. Tell us, so we got 30 seconds before we go, a little bit about some of the unique items that you have in your shop.
We have an amazing shop. We offer a lot of Colossal Cave items. We do a lot of jewelry, native jewelry that comes from the actual. We go to New Mexico and Northern Arizona and actually buy that. Scorpion suckers are great. And then we have a sluice bag. So you can actually pan for gold.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we have a sluice there set up so that you can sit out front. And that seems to be really popular right now. We have a contest going on.
And you'll go home with blue rocks, red rocks,
all kinds of crystals. Or if you find the bat in the bag, you get to go home with a little bottle of gold, real gold.
It looks like it's gold.
It's gold. It's real gold.
It's real gold?
It is real gold.
Oh, okay. Well, so. I think I know where I'm going to go. No, it's just wonderful because, again, a lot of this is free before you even pay for the cave tour. While you're sipping wine, you can wander around the gift shop. And I'm looking at the two gentlemen here, and they have two Colossal Cave shirts. And when they came in the studios, I asked them, are those available at the gift shop? And of course, Tony said...
Mine, no. Yeah. Dalton's, yes.
Oh, okay.
No, I made mine.
Oh, you made yours. Okay. Well, you sew beautifully. I see that. So, well, we're going to be back with our last segment. And we're going to really get into what's new, what's going to maybe be happening out at Colossal Cave. Everyone wants to know about, is there going to be a new tour? Is there going to be something new? Are there going to be any renovations to something we didn't even talk about, which is an old ranch house? So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. This is Jump In Tucson. Don't forget to hear Dr. Ackerley. He'll be on tomorrow at 9 o'clock with a whole new set of guests. So see you in a little bit. Well, we're back here having a wonderful conversation with Tony and the wonderful cave tour expert that's here. And you know, when you go out the Colossal Cave, it's more than just seeing a wonderful cave that's millions of years of old. You get to see some wonderful wildlife that's out there. They, as Tony was telling me, that they leave you alone. It's just kind of like a big wildlife observation area. And one of the animals that, in particular, that you might hear about in a vampire movie isn't really true in Colossal Cave. There are bats out there. And, Tony, they leave you alone, and they survive along with you, and it's a good experience.
Oh, yeah. We take one of the things we do, we take that very seriously with the bats.
Yes.
There's been some times in the past it wasn't, but you know, we're stewards of the cave, we're stewards, yes, of the park, so we're going to respect their home. We're visitors there, so we're going to everything that we do, especially now that they're starting to come back. It's end of April, May. Pretty soon we'll have a whole nursery there. But that's in a part of the cave where we do not go when they're there. So
yeah, there is a time of the year we were talking about in the break where that you actually bypass part of the cave and go into a different route just to let those bats do what they do. So what's going on with the bats right now?
Yeah, the bats are returning from Mexico at the moment, or at least somewhere south, maybe Central America even. And then in a couple months, all the mamas are going to start having their babies inside Colossal Cave, which is pretty amazing. Not all caves the bats don't choose just any cave to do that in. So we are going to have baby bats in the cave.
That's pretty cool. And they eat predominantly insects?
Yeah, we have some nectar-feeding bats,
okay,
which, like the name implies, feed off nectar, and then we have a lot of insectivores as well.
Okay. Well, now, none of this is going to interrupt the dreams that are going on with Tony and the rest of his ownership about what are some of the things that we might see in the future. Now, obviously, there's ongoing projects every day out there.
Every day.
Keep the park clean, being stewards. Unfortunately, not everybody uses the garbage cans like they're supposed to. You're not out there fire hosing the cave down every day, you know, because it's a natural environment and you don't want to disturb anything that might be going on. But as we were talking about the 2,400 acres out there, there's some really neat stuff in there that you plan on doing some things with.
Yeah, we have, we're working with the county for our Poza Kamada Ranch House. We just installed air conditioning, heating, all new electrical, new doors, windows, and that's, like I said, that's a conjunction with Pima County. So we're both footing the costs on that. That is going to be a meeting, and it's going to be a venue. So we'll be able to do weddings, meetings, host Southern Arizona.
Attractions Alliance. Alliance. Yeah, we're ready for the first
We can have our board meeting out there.
That we can go up and sip some wine.
There you go. You got that. right next to that is our butterfly garden.
Yes.
We are going to be really working on that. We started working on it for a pollinator garden. We're going to work on that as a monarch stopover eventually. I mean, it takes years to do that, but we're working on that part. And then, of course, we have our horse stables right there, too. So we have wagon rides. We have a beautiful wagon that's a buggy, actually really nice, that's for weddings and things like that. And then, of course, we've created another campground down there too. So for people who maybe don't want to be as wild as others, it's kind of a nice grassy area, but it's set up for tents and has everything. So this is a beautiful area.
There's a separate, as you go down into that area, there is a parking lot area there.
Correct.
Where people
cowboy
can
parking
park,
lot.
A cowboy parking lot. And there used to be, at one time, some wonderful special events out there. There was a grill out there, and actually a former park manager, Dan Felix, he was out there quite a bit with doing Parks and Rec events. And I hope that, having not necessarily large groups, but be able to really bring their groups out there as well.
Yeah, we host a couple of races out there every year, too.
Fleet
Feet's out there. We have three races every year. So, we have a couple hundred people come out, 250, 300 people come out for those races, the participants. So those are exciting. Of course, being there at 3 a.m. is not my favorite, but, I have an amazing maintenance staff and park staff that usually takes care of all that. They're great people. So those are fun.
And just a few minutes that we have left, you mentioned it is a Pima County park now. It used to be Arizona State Park. You're working in conjunction with actually two departments at Pima County, and Pima County Attractions, which is my old department that I ran, and the Parks and Rec. But I understand there's a new division called Natural Resources that are with Pima County. It seems like you're all working together to preserve
definitely.
Colossal Cave Mountain Park.
Yes, no, that's one of the big pushes. We've been working with Pima County on the cave management program, so they never really had one out there.
That's great.
And the park program. So we're just, we're hand in hand with that, and it's been great. I love working with them.
Well, there's a lot going on at Colossal Cave Mountain Park. How do we find out more? Well, what's the website again?
ColossalCave.com.
All right. And you can personally call Tony.
I'm there almost every day.
you're out there. And, of course, we want to make sure that you go out and visit, because guess what? It's going to be hot outside, and the cave is always a perfect
71 degrees.
71 degrees every time. After you go down those 181 or so steps, and you'll see the difference between 100 degrees and 71 degrees. Well, this is Jump in Tucson. We've had a great time with the folks from Colossal Cave. Dr. Ackerley will be here. Now, I'm going to be back next Thursday, if everything goes right, and recording live from the Pima County Fair, which actually started today, goes through the 28th of April. And so I hope to see you out at the fair. And thank you for listening to Jump in Tucson.